Welcome to Early Birds Club for kids' bedtime stories. Listen to stories filled with love, moral values, and inspiration. Story of King Ambarisha. Long ago, there lived a wise and pious king called Ambarisha. He was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. The 11th day of the lunar cycle is called Ekadashi, and it is an important day in the worship of Lord Vishnu. Usually, people fast on that day and break their fast on the next day called Dwadashi. King Ambarisha also did the same. In addition, on Dwadashi, the king also made donations and fed people. He kept the Ekadashi fast for a year, and on the Dwadashi day, having completed the donations, the king prepared to break his fast. Suddenly, Sage Durvasa came by. Sage Durvasa was a great sage, but he also had a quick temper. King Ambarisha paid his respects to the sage and asked him to be his guest and bless him. The sage agreed, but he wanted to take a dip in the holy Yamuna River before eating. Durvasa left for the river and King Ambarisha waited. Hours passed by and Durvasa did not return. Ambarisha was worried. He wanted to honor his guest and wait for him. He did not want to upset the sage by eating before he returned. But he also had to break his fast before the auspicious time ended. It was in a tricky situation indeed. The king's advisors told him to take a sip of water and break his fast that way. He would not have consumed any food and could still serve the sage before eating any food himself. Left with no other choice, he poured a little water into his palm and was about to sip it, when, as fate would have it, Durvasa returned. He was furious and considered it as an insult. The king tried to pacify the sage, but it did not help. Durvasa was so angry that he plucked a strand of his hair and threw it to the ground. A demon emerged and the sage commanded the demon to attack Ambarisha. Ambarisha stood calmly and sought protection from the Lord. Suddenly, the crowd around Ambarisha heard a whirring sound and saw the Sudarshana Chakra, Lord Vishnu's weapon, the discus coming at the demon. The chakra destroyed the demon quickly and then turned towards the sage. Startled and surprised, the sage suddenly realized the danger that awaited him. "It is heading for me," exclaimed Durvasa and started running. He ran on top of mountains, on plains, through caves, even underwater. The chakra followed him everywhere. Sage Durvasa was desperate. He ran to Satyaloka, where Lord Brahma was residing, and beseeched to protect him. Lord Brahma explained that he could not help since Durvasa had harmed a devotee. Durvasa next ran to Kailasa and sought the protection of Lord Shiva. He looked at the sage with love but directed him to seek help from Lord Vishnu since the chakra belonged to him. Left with no other alternative, Durvasa went to Vaikuntha and fell at the feet of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu smiled and said, "Durvasa, the Sudarshana is mine, no doubt, but it is now protecting Ambarisha. Only he has the power to protect you now. When you attack the virtuous, you invite evil upon yourself. Finally, Durvasa went back to the forest where Ambarisha was still waiting for the sage. Durvasa ran to the king, imploring him to call off the Sudarshana Chakra. Ambarisha was shocked and pained to see the sage in a disheveled state, panting and gasping for breath with the chakra still following him. Ambarisha was filled with love and felt sorry for the sage. He immediately prayed to Lord Vishnu and asked him to forgive Durvasa. He then appealed to the chakra to not to harm sage Durvasa. The next moment, the Sudarshana Chakra disappeared. Sage Durvasa was full of remorse. He told Ambarisha, "You have repaid my threat to destroy you with kindness and love. You are a true devotee. What you did was not wrong. Forgive me for my behavior. I am sorry." Ambarisha remained the same humble devotee, sought the sage's blessings, and then broke his fast by partaking food with the sage. The moral of the story is, this is a powerful story which conveys the message that we should always remain humble, kind, and loving towards all. The Lord protects His devotees who are virtuous and kind and does not tolerate any disrespectful behavior towards them. Good night. Sleep early. Wake up early for a positive and successful life.